I don't want to be right about our assessment of who the Jets hired and how we wanted someone with experience, both as a general manager and a head coach, and it can't be a first-time head coach, a first-time GM, and a staff filled with guys that are first-timers, and then maybe bringing another young quarterback. You can't do it again. I really don't want to be right. But, man, yesterday, those two press conferences that they had, they did not get off to a good start. And that's being kind. That's being kind. Both of them did not get off to a good start. They're learning. They're learning on the job. They'll get better at these things, I hope. But, man, I just feel like we're doing the same thing all over again. Maybe that's because we are. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. It's a rookie head coach. It's a rookie GM. It's a rookie offensive coordinator. Maybe it will be Tyrod Taylor to start the season and then a rookie quarterback to take over.
Yeah.
And we've been down this road before with the Jets, and it didn't work out well. But I will say this. For those guys, it is really their first foray into in front of the national media. It's a big deal. You know, the combine is a big deal for them. They're both there, which I appreciated. And the fact that Aaron Glenn was a scout when he first started as getting in back into the NFL after he was done playing, I could appreciate that he wants to be there. You know, Rob Saleh hadn't been there the last few years, and some coaches don't like to go there because they feel like they're badgered by other coaches for jobs and things of that nature, much like at the Senior Bowl.
Sure.
And they feel like this is really the scouts and the general managers that really need to be there. The coaches don't need to be there. But it really makes me feel that Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji really are on the same page, and they're trying to make sure that they have a consensus on players that they're looking at and that the type of players that they want. So that I do appreciate. But, yeah, I couldn't help but watch Darren Mooji, as you pointed it out this morning, because I wasn't even thinking about it yesterday. And then this morning you pointed it out. And he has a thing about using his hands about everything. And it's almost like Kamala Harris-like.
It's, you know, very, I mean? It's politician-esque. It's very,
but I'm just telling you, like, he's grabbing things out of the air and bringing them together and you know, patting his heart. And I mean, it is. I didn't realize it watching him yesterday, but when I came in this morning and you said, "What do you think he's doing with his hands?" I said, "Well, look, this is the first foray into this. He'll learn because, you know, obviously somebody, well, you in this case, will bring it up, the fact that he uses his hands quite a bit when he talks."
But it's like he uses his hands and not in a way that New Yorkers use their hands. Like, he's using his hands in a full of crap politician way. And that's the thing that's bothering me about it, is the fact that he does this thing where he clenches a fist. And then he clenches his other fist, then he brings them together. Like, he did that twice, where he's like, "So what we have is we got the coaches here, right fist. We got the front office people here, left fist. And then we come together." He brings the fists together. And we come together. And then he goes, "And then we'll put it up," and he puts his hand way up in the air. "We'll put it up on the whiteboard here. We got it up on the whiteboard here." And I'm like, "Dad, stop! I mean, look, act like a human!" So, I mean, now, if he picks the right players, then the guy's going to be a hero here. And
that's all that really matters.
Right, none of this matters, but it's just when you're trying to get a first impression, are these guys going to be the guys? And you got him, he's like, "You know, I want them to know me." And he's putting his hand on his heart. "I want them to know me. And, you know, the whiteboard is not just me. It's me and here and the scouting and here and the boom and above and the USAID and here." God! And then,
I understand what you're saying. Now that I went back and watched it, I didn't realize it when I saw it first.
Well, what I said to you too is like, "Watch this and tell me what you think," you know? So I'm watching it and I'm laughing, and then you put it on and you're seeing the same stuff and you're laughing.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I'm like, all right. So, I mean, these guys are all new to this, and they'll understand it too. And the other thing too, by the way, I would not believe anything that anybody says at any of these press conferences at the combine. Nobody really wants to truly lay out their cards about what's going on and how things have gone down, especially, like, I heard Tiki and Evan were talking about this yesterday. Evan, as a Jet fan, said he wanted more about the Aaron Rodgers discussion. And I was just thinking to myself, if I were in Aaron Glenn's situation or Darren Mooji's situation, I would have done exactly what they did. "Guys, he's not on the team anymore. He's not going to be on the team anymore. We're done talking about it. And I, you know, we don't have to talk about it anymore. He's gone. He's going to be somewhere else. And we wish him nothing but the best." You know, these are young guys coming in trying to recreate a culture. And I thought maybe that they would have thought about keeping Aaron. But then the more I thought of it, And the more I thought about Aaron's, conversation with Pat McAfee at the end of December about being the first time being released and then being released by a teenager.
Yeah.
That was a shot right across the bow of Woody Johnson and Brick Johnson, his 18-year-old son, who the story came out about, the Madden ratings and the trading of Jerry Jeudy and things of that nature. I don't know how true that is. I don't know how accurate that stuff is. But the fact that Aaron made a joke about it on national television basically sealed his fate. Because the one thing I do know about Woody Johnson, you can say whatever you want. You may not like him as an owner. You might find him awkward. You may not like his politics. But the one thing I will say about him, he's a serious guy. And, family is off limits, man, for all of us. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. And Diana Russini and was it Rosenblatt?
Zach Rosenblatt.
I think they're the ones who dragged, Brick Johnson into this mm-hmm. conversation and everything else. For whatever reason, they were doing their job. I'm not saying they were wrong. I'm just saying they're doing their job. But once Aaron Rodgers did that on McAfee, goodbye, see ya. And, they could have, Woody could have said all he wanted to say this offseason about, it's not my decision. It's going to be the coaches and general manager's decision. That decision was made that day.
Yeah.
At least in my eyes, that's how I feel that whole thing went down. And so you're not going to hear any more about Aaron Rodgers. And I think Evan did bring up a good point, or one of the guys on the show brought up a good point yesterday, that, yes, you will hear only about Aaron Rodgers if Aaron Rodgers decides to go back and revisit what happened somewhere along the line here. Or is he just going to look forward and forget the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, it really kind of depends on what he wants to put out there and how he wants to be perceived. And, if it's true that he was groveling to the Jets, which I find hard to believe that he'd be groveling to the Jets to keep him, then he might not want to talk about it because it's embarrassing for him. But if he feels like the reporting has been bad and inaccurate, then he will set the record straight, because that's what he does. And as far as Aaron Glenn talking about Aaron Rodgers, I mean, this is the thing that I would tell him if I were the PR person. So, he actually said in this press conference, it's pissing me off that we're just talking about the quarterback and it's a disrespect to the other players in the locker room. No, it's not, man. You got to understand that these questions are going to be asked. And it's not a disrespect to the other guys in the locker room that people are asking questions about the quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the number one market. That's the most important position in sports. You had one of the most famous guys to ever play the position who you just got rid of.
He didn't have him.
Okay. Doesn't matter. They decided to get rid of him, and it's still a part of the story. And for him to think that because people are asking questions about the quarterback and where you're going to go with the quarterback and the Aaron Rodgers stuff, and he thinks that you're disrespecting, like he said, Quinnen Williams and Quincy Williams and AVT and these guys. No, you're not. Nobody's saying that those guys aren't important to the team.
By the way, a lot of those guys wanted Aaron Rodgers back.
Yeah, especially Quinnen Williams, who put it out there on X and said, yeah, I guess we're going through another rebuild.
So. Yeah, and I think that Aaron Glenn's trying to move as far away from Aaron Rodgers in that discussion as he possibly can. And I would be doing the same thing. My simple thing is, listen, guys, Aaron's not a part of our team. I'm done talking about it. It's over with. We have to move forward. We have to find the right players. We'll figure the quarterback situation out as we go on. And those are all the simple steps that we have to take. And that's about it. I am not going to go into a player who is no longer with us. And I was never with him.
Yeah, well, that's a better answer than what Aaron Glenn gave.
Well, I understand Aaron's. So, Aaron, from my perspective, it seems like he's gonna battle with the media, and he is going to try to be a tough guy, kind of like Parcells was, kind of like Sean Payton is, and kind of like Dan Campbell is.